Welcome to the Tiwu Podcast. This is audio log number 28. Today's March 6th, 2023. It's been a while since I made a recording. And I thought I'd just pop on and kind of talk about random stuff. Lately, I have been pretty busy taking care of my baby. They're 7 months now, and so they've developed a lot of new skills. And they've grown a lot, and it's actually kind of amazing to see how fast they can grow. And honestly, it does sound a bit cliche, you know, when I say like, oh, they grow so fast and stuff like that, but it's true. And you can't really fully understand that until it happens to you, I feel like. So, yeah, I've been consumed with taking care of my child, as well as multitasking, a few other things, I guess. Been pretty busy packing up my things and getting ready to move. The house closed, like, I think 2 weeks ago, like mid-February. Since that time, the floor started to get redone. We were replacing the carpets with hardwood floor, and that required a lot of work. We are redoing the floor entirely in the basement as well. It's been like 2 weeks since they've been working on it. And then in the meantime, we've also been, we've got some of the rooms painted and started moving some of our things over to the new house. Some things that we felt that didn't necessarily need to wait until the movers to do. Like I had like a huge box of shoes. I put a bunch of my summer clothes into bags and brought that over already. So a lot of that just to kind of help with the whole moving process, so it's not kind of left to like, you know, one big moving day. And since we have a kid to watch over at the same time, it's kind of hard to kind of balance moving and taking care of a kid. So we're just making sure that we're extra prepared for that big day when we move, and then like the first night over at the new place, right? So yeah, it's been a lot of work, but at the same time, it's kind of like tiring just waiting for the day to move. Honestly, at this point, we're like almost there. The floor is going to be done by the end of the week, but we just cannot wait to move into that house because, I mean, the house is going to be so much bigger than where we live now. Right now, we're kind of squished into like a 3-room bungalow. And when the baby cries, like everyone can hear it. Even if you're in a different room or across on the other side of the house, you can hear the baby crying. Or literally, you can hear people outside, like it's kind of insane. It'll be nice to move to the new place. We are super excited to move there. Also because our neighbors have gotten like progressively worse this past winter. For some reason. Okay, so on our right side, we have this family who looks like 3 generations live in one house. I think like the original owner and his wife live there, and then they have like 3 kids, and then one of their kids is a girl, is a daughter. One of their daughters moved from like Manitoba back home, and that daughter is married, or I think is married, has a kid of her own, which is like a child, I think maybe like 2 or 3 years old, and her husband or something, and that guy drives this super loud, I don't even know how to describe it, car that makes those really loud car sounds, like, and you can hear it from like the living room of our house through the glass, which A, either says the car is really loud, or B, our window insulation is really bad. So I don't know which one it is, but Either way, I can hear it from the inside, and it's super annoying because that guy just turns on his car and leaves it on for like at least 5 to 10 minutes, I think, while it's warming up, or just so he can just, you know, have his revving car outside because he's like a car fanatic or something. I don't know, but it's super duper duper annoying, and I'm so excited to leave and never have to hear that guy turn on his fart mobile. So yeah, that's really exciting. And then on the left side, we have another family. So the owner of the left side is this middle-aged man, I think like 40 maybe, and his parents live there. He's a contractor, and he has a condo downtown. I only know that because he's told us that he will stay here sometimes, and he lives downtown. He's actually quite nice, but he loves cars that rev. He loves sports cars that rev. The only difference between the guy on the left and the guy on the right is that the guy on the left actually has money, and so he actually spends money on buying these nice sports cars. So right now he's driving like this 2-seat Mercedes-Benz, and it's like this kind of sporty car. I don't know, it's really low, and I don't know how else to describe it, but it also revs. And it's not like that fake type, you know, where people they put a muffler on the back and kind of like make it sound sporty. His car's actually sporty. So when it revs, it's like actually very loud. So occasionally he revs it, and he revs it like really loud. But it's like he revs it like maybe once a week or something like that. Whereas the guy on the right with his fake ass sports car revs it like almost, no, literally every day. Like at like 10, he doesn't rev it, he turns it on and it makes this farting sound. He like waits for it, he's like heating it up, I guess, for like 10 minutes, and it's just making these fart sounds, and it's always at like 10, and then he'll go and he'll come back. And also, I don't think he has a job, so he goes and comes back, and then after in the afternoon around like 3 or 4, he does the same thing again. I'm thinking he's just picking up somebody. It's super annoying. So anyways, that's one of the other, like one of the main reasons why I cannot wait to move and get out of this place. Thankfully my child cannot hear any of those annoying sounds through the window, nor does it, I'm sure she could probably hear, but it doesn't bother her. So that's like the only plus side to that. But yeah, we're just super excited to move, and like with all the extra space we're gonna have, and it's gonna be a lot more comfortable. And yeah, but one of the bigger things where I kind of not looking forward to, I guess, is like how big it is and how much space there is you have to clean, which I personally am not looking forward to because I do most of the cleaning. But you know what? It should be easier to manage, I think, because we have so much more storage that I can like store stuff, and it's not going to be like all out in the open or like on the ground, making it really hard to clean. So there's that. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still winter and it's super cold outside with all the snow, and there's really nothing much that I can, like, not much else I can do at this moment. I mean, I think like 2 weeks ago I had this whole thing where like I couldn't really go outside because I'd get nauseous because of how disgusting it was outside, or how disgusting I felt about being outside, and that was like a whole thing. Like I couldn't even go out for a walk because I don't know if it's this area that I live in or something, but I would just like go for a walk around the block, and I feel like I keep seeing dog shit everywhere, like just everywhere on the road. Even like, I swear I saw a dog shit on the road, like randomly. I'm like, whose dog is shitting just in the middle of the road? So I couldn't even stand to really go outside much. So lately I haven't been going outside either, and just staying home, really just staying home, taking care of my baby and like packing when I can. That's about it. And then aside from that, I like sometimes go to our new house and like check out what they're doing, like how the floor is coming in or like how the paint is coming in, and then like that's about it. There's not much else. I mean, I I haven't really seen any of my friends either, just because we're pretty busy and it's really, I'm not going to say troublesome, but it requires a lot of maneuvering to take our kid out because she has really set nap times and she can only stay awake for like 2-3 hours at a time, really. And then after that, she gets really tired and she needs to nap. And sometimes, like if you go to a restaurant, it gets really loud. So if it's too loud, she can't fall asleep. Sometimes, like before, when she was younger, she could nap in the restaurant and we could get away with it. But now she hasn't really successfully been able to nap while we're eating at a restaurant. So it's been really difficult for us to try and go out and see people. And our house is too much of a mess for us to actually invite people to our house. We did before, but now it's kind of like really hard because everything is, it's honestly really messed up. Like my dining room is pushed up against the wall because there's no space to put it in the middle anymore. And her playpen is just like in the middle of the living room. So yeah. I mean, of the fact that we have a baby now and she has so much more, there's so much more furniture, and then also we are moving, so there's like boxes everywhere, plastic bags everywhere, so it's a bit of a mess. But yeah, I mean, lately I've also been trying to figure out what to do with Biggie. I think I'm still working on that. In a few of my previous audio logs, I did talk about this stray cat that I'm trying to catch named Biggie. I've named him Biggie. And I'm still working on it. He still comes every day. I still feed him. Not much progress, though, to be honest. I've set out the trap to catch him. It's just like, it's metal bars. And I don't know how to describe it. You just have to look up animal trap, but it's just, he doesn't like stepping on the metal bar, so he doesn't really go in it. I've tried to feed him in it, and we did try to catch him once, but it like went off too early and it spooked him, and he kind of just like, he just ran away basically. It didn't catch him. And then since that time, I've been trying to get him to eat inside it, but he hasn't gone in because I think he's too scared. But hopefully, maybe with a little bit of time, he'll kind of get back into it, but I'm not sure. Crossing my fingers that we'll be able to get him before we fully move, because technically, like if the floors weren't taking so long, we would have technically already moved, and we still haven't caught him, so it's not the best. But I'm hopeful, like worst case scenario, we might just like just grab him. Like, we just put the food out and he comes, he eats it or whatever. He just comes on our front bench and we just like yank him and put him into a animal carrier or something. So that's what we're thinking. But right now, I'm just hoping we can get him. I mean, nothing has changed with him. He looks pretty much the same. But since the last time I did a recording, we did have like 2 snowstorms, and the most recent one put, like, there's like 20 inches of snow on the ground. So like, it's pretty hard for him to get around as a cat. Like, so he didn't come for food for like 2 days because of that storm. So yeah, it's not the best. And like, I mean, later on, once we move, I'm not sure I'm gonna want to come back just to trap him. I don't know yet. So there's that. But yeah, aside from Biggie, which he only comes once a day, there's not much else I can do. So that there's it. There's that waiting game that's going on. And yeah, I've that's pretty much everything that I've been kind of doing, honestly. It's kind of, I do feel a bit bored, but there's not much I can do because taking care of my child does consume a lot of my time. Not much of my mental capacity, but more of like, I have to like, just, you know, be with her all the time, which, I mean, it's okay, but you kind of just get bored. And I mean, the weather doesn't help. I can't really take her out. It's very inconvenient. And she's getting really heavy now. I can't. I mean, even when she was a little bit younger and she was a little bit lighter, it was already difficult for me to carry her in the car seat because the car seat, like, it's just really heavy, and I can't bring the car seat in and out of the car with her in it. So unfortunately, that's just what it is, and it's gonna be even more difficult now with the summer. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but we're just kind of stuck inside all the time doing nothing. Not nothing. I mean, obviously, I've been doing what I need to do to get her to grow up or develop, learn stuff, right? So there's that. But aside from that, on my end, I feel kind of bored every day. So yeah, so I thought I'd just, you know, do this. I have started looking into kind of furthering this voice acting career path potentially, or my interest in doing voice acting and voiceovers. So that's been kind of interesting. I joined a subreddit for it, and people constantly, you know, have questions about how to get experience and how to get opportunities. So I did find a few websites that I could use to potentially record audiobooks for free, or like sometimes people have postings for opportunities to record stuff where they'll like pay you. So yeah, I mean, this also helps getting used to having my voice recorded and editing and all that stuff. So that's been really good and super interesting. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, I do have to comment, I guess, about some recent news. There was like a news about a murder in Hong Kong of this I think she's a socialite, like influencer. Her name is like Abby Choi. She was murdered by her ex-husband's family, and it was everywhere. And I just want to comment about how horrible it is and how sad it is. This poor girl just got murdered, and apparently like they chopped her up and put her head into a pot of soup to potentially disguise it or eat it or destroy evidence. I'm not sure, but either way, it's disgusting, and I can't even believe that happened this day and age, like, honestly. But I'm glad they found out pretty fast, because I can't imagine if these turned into one of those like cold murders or something like that. So yeah, I just had to make a comment about that. It's like such a complicated situation with her relationship and with her ex-husband and his family. It's kind of interesting, because I'm like kind of surprised of their, I guess, closeness, even though they're divorced. So that's kind of interesting to kind of read about. But the gist is that she was murdered because of financial dispute. She was going to sell this property that she paid for, but is listed under her ex-father-in-law's name. And he didn't want her to sell it, but she was planning to, because she paid for it. And she had gone to a lawyer to figure out how she could do that. And apparently, they were really, the ex-husband's family were very upset by that. They obviously didn't want her to sell it, and this is like a very expensive property. So apparently that's why they killed her. And I was like, wow, okay. Don't know why like you would pay for your ex-husband's family at all at that point, because you're like divorced. So I didn't really understand why anyone would do that. Seems a little bit messy to me, but yeah. It just sucks, because like she comes from a well-off family and everything, and this ex-husband's family sounds like they're not that well off, and they just went and killed her. And I'm like, holy crap. She was like letting them live in such a nice house too, which really sucks, like when you think about it, like it really sucks, because she was the one who was better off. Like, she could have just not done all of that, not been nice about it, but she was, and then she got killed in such a horrible way. I feel really bad for her and her family. I mean, like, can you imagine her family? They're like pretty well off anyways, and they're like lost their daughter to these people. They sound like savages. Oh god. Anyways, I just had to comment that, because I just had to share. I just had to get it off my chest and like let it out. But yeah, they caught most of them. I think there was like six of them or something like that. It's a lot of people. But unfortunately, they don't have the death sentence in Hong Kong, so they're just gonna have to have like life in prison or something. So yeah. Oh God, I can't even imagine someone just brutally chopping somebody else. Just disgusting. So disgusting. Anyways, I just had to, I don't know why, that's just been on my mind lately, because it's been like in the news everywhere, and then I had to read about it, obviously, and I'm like, damn, that's a horrible way to go. And the whole head in the pot thing, God, that's disgusting. Okay, anyways, that's it from me. Hopefully, the next recording, I'll probably be in my new place. It's super exciting. I really, really, really hope that everything goes well. Anyways, that's the end for today. Hope you guys are having a good night, good evening, and a good day. Bye.